This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 3rd of November 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'm joined by broadcaster and country music expert Baylen Leonard for this week's music discussion. We're going to be talking about Israel Nash, Casey Musgraves and Lewis and Lee. That's all coming up here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Without further ado, then, we'll go straight into it. Kaboom! Baylen Leonard, as if in a puff of country-inflected smoke, yes, appears in the studio. And welcome to the programme, as ever.
Thank you for having me again. It's good to be here.
And I hear you've been doing some sort of proper revision in your home state, in the place where country music kind of comes from. You've been inspecting the mother lode.
I have been.
To be able to turn up some gems for us today.
Yeah, exactly. I've been putting in hard graft in Kentucky and Tennessee. Maybe not so hard graft in Kentucky. There was a bourbon festival in Kentucky in a beautiful place called Bardstown, which has been voted the most beautiful small town in America. So you know that competition for that was pretty stiff.
Yeah, right.
But there's loads of bourbon distilleries there. I lost count after about the fourth tasting, to be honest, of how many there were there. So I was there for that, which was great. And then I traveled to a tiny little place in Kentucky, a population under 2,000 people, called Racine, which is the birthplace of Bill Monroe, who's known as the father of bluegrass. Right. And I went to a bluegrass festival. And then I went to my hometown in Bristol, Tennessee, via Nashville, and a few festivals there. And I've been taking in country music and you know, reacquainting myself with my roots. Because, of course, the longer I'm in the UK, you know, the more I have to remind myself that I'm just a country boy, really.
Exactly.
Like you Casey Musgraves, who we'll get to.
You can, exactly. Well, she's a country tomboy.
Yes.
But we're starting in LA with Israel Nash, right? Tell us about Israel Nash. Yeah. Or at least the song is called LA lately.
Yeah, well, Israel Nash, he was raised in the Ozarks originally, and
you're going to have to put a pin on the world map for us. For
Missouri.
That. Okay.
And I probably would still have to put a pin, right? If
it's all right.
They're mountains. They're the mountains. Yeah. So you know, so that's where he was raised, and amongst farmland as well. And he has, for quite a while now, he's lived out in California on a big... Texas, on a big ranch, you know, where he does all that. And his new album is called Israel Nash's Silver Season, and it kind of follows on from his last album, which was Rain Plans, in that it's not what a lot of people imagine country music to be, right? It's a bit trippy, it's a bit psychedelic. Some of the songs are almost 7 minutes long, and it's very much filled with vibes. There's no other way to put that. So he's got a kind of a hippie thing going on, and almost that kind of West Coast country vibe from the 70s, or that psychedelic stuff from the 60s. And it makes a lot of sense because his parents were children of the 60s, and they kind of raised him with that sort of music. His mother was an artist, so there's that sort of thing going on there. And he looks exactly like what you would want him to look like, you know, big Jesus beard, long hair, and just probably somebody that you would have a really chilled out time with if you were hanging out. And his music reflects that.
It's good stuff. Should we take a cut? This is LA Lately, Israel Nash.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff, isn't it? It's like between sort of Neil Young and Dennis Wilson.
Yeah, so imagine that building for about 6.5 more minutes, and you get the idea of the whole song. It's quite, he was raised quite religious. His mom was an artist, but his dad was a pastor, so there was always religion in his family. And even though I don't think that his music is religious, I think it's definitely spiritual. You know, there's definitely a thing going on there where he's hearkening back to that. And the whole album is like that. I don't mean that it's an album of sameness, but it all fits that sort of vibe. You know, you're not going to be jarred out of your blissful trip listening to that album.
It's a wonderful LP, that, and it sort of feels, it's one of those things, you know, when someone makes a one, you know, lots of people I guess got into him with Rain Planes, and then oh, this is an amazing sound, all those people that do love that kind of somewhere between the beach and you know, country rock kind of sound, and then it is kind of, it's kind of nice sometimes that people do more of the same, you know what I mean?
It absolutely, yeah, well, yeah, it is, you know,
rather than kind of going, well, this is my electro album now, and everyone's going, oh no, I love the last one so much.
No, he's given you exactly what you want, and he's going to be touring the UK in February, so I've never seen him live. I'd be really interested to see what he does live. You know, I can only imagine that the whole gig is just blissed out like that. And also, I really like it as somebody who likes all forms of country, and I always say that country is this really broad church, and that fits right in there. That is a type of country. For people who say they don't like country music, I don't think that a lot of people would classify that as country, but it's country.
It's got country roots, right?
It's got country roots.
It couldn't have happened without country.
Yeah, it could be classified as a lot of things. You know, it could be Americana. You know, it's folk rock. It's been called before. It's got a little bit of prog mixed in there as well. But it certainly takes its base from country and builds on that and goes in one certain stream of country. And I love it.
Ticking a lot of my boxes.
Absolutely,
Israel Nash, LA lately. And the LP is Israel Nash's Silver Season. Up next, we're going to be talking about Casey Musgraves. Balin, a new track from the new album. It's called Dime Store Cowgirl. What's the album called? It's got a great name, right?
Pageant Material.
Pageant Material,
yeah, like
so good.
Beauty Pageant Material.
Such a good name for a record.
Yeah, Pageant Material, and the imagery and the art that they use for it is brilliant as well. You know, Casey Musgraves all done up as a pageant girl and that sort of thing. This follows on from her last album, which was called, beautifully titled, Same Trailer, Different Park, which won all the awards. You know, it won 2 Grammys, it won every country music award going, loads of other awards. And with that album, she really held up this mirror to small town America. You know, she had this song called Merry Go Round, which really laid down the facts for people about, you know, what it's really like. You can talk about your neighbor, but you need to look at yourself a little bit. And one of her big songs that kind of launched her into a lot of different realms that country music wouldn't normally go is called Follow Your Arrow, in which she basically says it's okay if you're gay, that's cool. It's okay if you're not. It's okay if you, you know, how about you smoke a little weed if you want to? That's cool too. And this sent shockwaves.
Not familiar trope for country music. Right?
No, it sent shockwaves through, you know, country radio wasn't going to play it and all this sort of stuff happened. It ended up becoming one of the biggest songs from the album, won a Grammy Award itself and kind of changed or opened up at least what mainstream country stars can talk about. With this album, she almost, and certainly with this song, she almost takes that mirror and turns it on herself. So it's that well-worn path of somebody who was really down with the people and then suddenly they're a superstar and super famous, and has that changed who they are? And so this song is one of those songs. It's looking at herself.
I've had my picture made with Willie Nelson, stayed in a hotel with a pool, driven through New Mexico where the saguaro cactus grows.
Casey Musgraves, Dime Store Cowgirl, from the upcoming LP Pageant Material. And isn't she just?
She definitely is. She's going to be
so much more
in the UK as well. Her tour starts this month in the UK, and she kicks off at none other than the Royal Albert Hall.
Good stuff.
So Dime Store Cowgirl, indeed. I love Casey Musgraves, and I love what she sings about. I love her style. I love her look. I love her attitude. But you can almost see the machine working right. on this album. You know, they've look, that's what music industry is about. You go with what works and you build on it, and I get that. And it's not a criticism as such. It's just almost, you can just almost see the big machine behind her now, still proclaiming she's just, you know, she's just like you.
She's just down home country.
She's just a down home, you know, yeah. She was excited about having a hotel with a pool, and I get that, and I love it. But I just wish there was something a little bit more subtle about it. But it's certainly not going to keep me from going to the Royal Albert Hall and, you know, clapping and singing along yeah. and continuing to play her stuff and loving her.
She's very, I mean, the lyrics of that track, Dinosaur Cowgirl, she's very literate. She's very country literate. I mean, there's even a reference to California Stars, the old Woody Guthrie song in there.
Yeah.
You know, which was made by Billy Bragg and Wilco, wasn't it? Which is that amazing the Mermaid Avenue LP.
Yeah.
I was amazed to hear her referencing stuff like that, which I love.
I mean, she knows what she's talking about. You know, there's nothing fake about her. It's just that this is all packaged up really neatly, really building on that image that she started with her first album. I should also say, if you're a big Disney fan, there's a new album called We Love Disney, where it's all a range of stars, not just country stars. She's the only country star on it, but covering Disney classics. And she does a very countryfied version of Spoonful of Sugar that you might want to check out.
Sounds good. I want to hear her take on that for sure, right?
Yeah, it's countryfied, definitely.
We're going Lewis and Lee coming up next. Now, these sound like a sort of, the name alone sounds like a slightly dated Irish husband and wife duo singing in big, chunky knit cardigans in the late 70s. Tell us it isn't so, Ben.
It isn't so at all. They are, they're very young and hip, Lewis and Lee. Yeah. And if you look at it from a country eye, it's the perfect country sounding group name, really, Lewis and Lee. And unlike the other two, which are both American, only half of Lewis and Lee is American. They're British based. They're London based duo, Lewis and Lee. And Al Lewis is from the coast in Wales, and Alva Lee is from Mississippi. And they're not a couple. They're a band, but they met only in 2014, so almost 2 years now they've been doing this, and they met and they kind of bonded over their love of Gillian Welch and Whiskey Town and the band and that sort of sound. Mm. And there is something about the music of the Deep South and the music of Wales that just totally works. I've said many times that if it wasn't for the folk songs of these isles, you know, of where we are now in the UK and Ireland and all of that, that country music really wouldn't exist, because those are what traveled across, landed in my neck of the woods, and eventually became country. So it makes perfect sense. So they blend this kind of Celtic folk and this Americana, and I just think it's absolutely beautiful. This, and they're really prolific as well. They're releasing stuff all the time, and they do a lot of EPs. You know, they release EPs almost continuously. And this is off of their latest EP, which is called Hidden Truths. It's called Only 15, and it's got such a lovely kind of shift in the musical styles throughout the song that it really stays with me.
Born in 89, my mother was a juvenile. She left me at a hospital door. The doctor said he knew someone who prayed for years to have a son. They wrapped me up and took me home. Then 15 years down the line, my parents, they confessed their lie. I was not their own. They told me was for the best. Your mother was not ready yet. They handed me the note she left. I was only 15, still a kid.
That's nice and busy.
Yeah, we didn't get to the mournful horn part of that, but basically when she comes in, she's telling her story as the mother who gave up this child, and this really beautiful kind of almost New Orleans horn, complete shift in the vibe of the song comes in when she's speaking, and it's just absolutely beautiful, and it just stays with you completely. So I would you know, highly recommend that you listen to the whole of that song to hear that. I will say that the subject matter, whilst important and makes the song very interesting, because the song gets stuck in my head so much, I kind of wish it was about something else other than a teenage mother giving up her child and then finding each other, because I find myself singing it and I think, oh, well, that's not really the happiest thing to be singing today, but it's such a lovely, lovely song and so brilliantly styled that it's just such a great thing. And it's really good to see music being made from people from the Deep South and from here and making this kind of really authentic and original sounding music that harkens back to where it all comes from. And I just think it's super exciting. They just had, when I was in Nashville in September, it was during the Americana Festival, and Lewis and Lee made their Nashville debut during that. So they're getting some attention on that side of the pond as well, and I think they're just great.
It sounds fantastic. And which is their latest EP, or which is the one with that on that people can check out?
It's called Hidden Truths. Is the latest EP.
Nice. I like it. I like people that put out lots of EPs. It's the last four good ideas we've had, rather than let's finesse everything, let's go crazy, let's kind of, you know, make it, let's have to build a story over kind of 12 tracks.
Yeah, and also I think that's kind of, it's, you know, I love a LP as well that's been thought out and planned, and you know, Israel Nash's Silver Season's a perfect example
that's
of that.
That's definitely an LP, isn't
but it? Yeah. I love an EP as well, you know, just get it out there. You're doing something great, you want it out there, and just release it and get it going.
All right. Well, we were talking there about Lewis and Lee, Only 15. Before that, we heard Kacey Musgraves, Dime Store Cowgirl, from Pageant Material, Catcher at the Royal Albert Hall. And before that, Israel Nash to kick things off, LA Lately, from the upcoming album called Silver Seasons.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. It's actually called Israel Nash's Silver
Israel
Season.
Israel Nash's.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's the official title of it. Yeah.
I kind of like that as well.
Yes.
It takes ownership.
Exactly. You should put your name in front of everything you do as well.
Indeed. Baylen Leonard, thank you very much as ever.
It's my pleasure.
I always love your choices. It's great to see you again. And you've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be discussing this week's theatre highlights. But for the time being, thank you very much for tuning in.